what are the key blockers in terms of human capital development here in Brazil?
We lack basically quantity and quality of human capital in Brazil. Quantity because of the level of growth that we're experiencing in Brazil right now. And quality because we need to invest a lot in two basic pillars of the education system in Brazil. One is the formal, I would call it formal education system at schools. The government needs to invest a lot to improve and develop the educational system in Brazil. And secondly, it's the technical side of the formation of the education, where we're dealing basically or aiming at forming technicians, engineers, nurses, and etc. Because of the significant growth we experience in Brazil, we see that we don't have enough educational centers that are able to provide the necessary number and quality of people that you need for the economy in Brazil. And basically because we are in a new economy, certain jobs are new, didn't exist, to say, 5 or 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, in other areas, because we didn't have a lot of investments in Brazil in the past, in, say, between 15 and 8 years. So when you build a new petrochemical plant, the last one was 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago. We don't have people that had the experience before. They are all retired.
Sure.
So
what would you say are the key areas that the government and also the private sector should be concerned about?
If you consider the main drivers of our economy today is the oil and gas sector and all the subsectors that are linked to the oil and gas. Tourism as well, because we expect a significant growth. Needs to be have significant investments as well. These are the two major concerns today. It doesn't mean that the other areas are not of great concern as well. But these are the two major presently in Brazil.
Right. So what are the key lessons that Brazil should be learning from the other BRICS, mainly India and China, in terms of talent development?
First, investment in formal education is key, mainly because it takes a long time to have a good professional being educated. So you do not solve the talent problem in a year or two. It takes a generation. And you see when you compare India and China, they are investing in formal education. They are very good on that compared to Brazil. So that's the key lesson learned in my view.
How long do you think it will take for Brazil to plug that skills gap?
As I mentioned, it's a generational issue. We may solve the problem in the short term, but it's a kind of remediation process rather than a formal process. We need to invest and invest in formal education constantly and forever.